Hi, I'm Kelly Burley along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and it's time for Campus Connection for Thursday, August 24th. Hey, Burns, did you get a chance to take in the eclipse?
Oh, did I ever? I, along with millions of other people, were up there looking at the heavens, and it was really something. Of course, it was the first day of school, so the library lawn was just packed with excited students, and unfortunately, we didn't have the totality, I guess they call it. I think we were about 87% to 90% eclipsed, but it still was a remarkable thing.
Well, hey, you mentioned the fact that it was day one of a new semester, and that's always a super busy time on campus.
Boy, it's particularly so this year because this new freshman class is, it's at least the second biggest we've had in our history. There's over 4,200 students, 35% of whom come from out of state or non-resident. And so it means the OSU brand is being appreciated outside our state boundaries. It's a very diverse class. We have, I think, 30% are students of color. So we work hard on that. So that's a real positive. Our undergraduate enrollment is at an all-time high. It's 21,000, and then you add the graduate students in, and you've got over 25,000. And as I always say, there's nothing better than being around 25,000 20-year-olds.
Well, Burns, you were a presenter yesterday at the Greater Chamber of Oklahoma City's State of the Schools event. Can you talk to me a little bit about your message?
Yeah, it's just the importance of higher education to our economy here in Oklahoma. Just higher ed in and of itself is a strong economic engine. They surveyed and decided that it contributes about $9 billion to our economy. Just here at OSU, I always learned that you have economic development when money comes from outside a region into the region. And in Oklahoma State's case, we bring in the university brings in about $340 million in grants and contracts, tuition and fees and the like. And, of course, our foundation brings in almost $200 million a year. So most economists would multiply that by four or five times for its economic impact. And, of course, OU would be very similar. It's a strong factor in the Oklahoma economy, and I think it's important that our state leaders appreciate and understand that. Most states' per capita income is very aligned with the percentage of college graduates. By 2020, 60% of the jobs in Oklahoma will require some college, perhaps not a four-year degree, but some college. So we've got a long way to go, and we've got to keep graduating. We graduated about 5,800 last year, OSU, and we're going to hopefully do more this year.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.